Saxophonist Dmitri Baevsky and the Bud Powell tune Web City, some bebop from this 2010 album here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Down with it, Dmitri with Jeb Patton, David Wong, and Jason Brown, piano, bass, and drums. A native of St. Petersburg, studied in Moscow, came to the United States, to New York City at the age of 19, and worked his way into the, become a fixture of the jazz scene there, and then would eventually move to Paris, where he's based now, been there about 10 years, Dmitri Baevsky. With pianist Bob James next, got the word Monday about the passing of Jim Rotondi, the sudden death of a wonderful trumpeter and educator at just 61 in Graz, Austria, where he's been on the faculty of the music university there. We'll hear some of the work of Jim Rotondi in just a bit. Right now, the Bob James Trio album, Straight Up, and that is pretty indicative. It's a straight-head album from Bob James in 1996. It includes this version of the Horace Silver tune, The Jody Grind, here on KPR. Thank you. pianist Bob James on KPR with Horace Silver's The Jody Grind, the 2016 album called Straight Up with Christian McBride and Brian Blade on bass and drums. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR. Comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, online at Kansas Public Radio. In 10 minutes, we will be hearing from our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner by trombonist Conrad Herwig. Up next, trumpeter Jim Rotondi, a fantastic trumpeter and great educator in the world of jazz, born in Butte, Montana, made his way to the University of North Texas Music School there in the mid-80s, graduated, went to New York, would end up playing with the Ray Charles Orchestra, with the Toshiko Akiyoshi Orchestra, and with many, many small groups, and ended up being one of the founding members of the long-running band One for All. In 2010, he moved to Graz, Austria to take a professorship there at the University of Music and has been based there ever since, although getting back to the U.S. now and again. We're going to hear an album he made in 2012 after that move. He made it at a jazz club in Switzerland called the Bird's Eye Jazz Club with his longtime musical companion Eric Alexander on tenor sax, Renato Chico organ, Bernd Reiter on drums. Let's hear trumpeter Jim Rotondi and his piece Higher Calling on KPR. For trumpeter Jim Rotondi, his tune Higher Calling from his album The Bird's Eye. Jim Rotondi and his band, the Loop Hard Hitting at the Bird's Eye Jazz Club in Switzerland, with Eric Alexander, sax, Renato Chico, organ, Bernd Ryder on drums. Jim Rotondi died suddenly this weekend at the age of 61. In about 8 minutes, we'll hear from Alexis Cole and her new album, Singing with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. Music from our Jazz Album of the Week by Conrad Herwig, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner, is next. You know, Casey is blessed with some terrific guitar players. Saturday evening, we'll hear one of those on Live at Green Lady. It's guitarist Rod Fleeman and his trio with an hour of original KC Jazz. David Bassey's your host. Live at Green Lady Lounge comes your way Saturday evening at 8 on Kansas Public Radio. bonus, Conrad Herwig and the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. That was McCoy's Parisina. We'll hear more from this later tonight and throughout the week. Our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner from trombonist Conrad Herwig. We've got pianist Bill Sharlop in about 6 minutes. Right now, a new one, singer Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra here on KPR.
Folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Stars fade from up above. They'll
see, it's all right with me. People will say we're in love. We're in love.
Alexis Cole here on Kansas Public Radio, singing People Will Say We're in Love, joined by the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. Their new album together is called Jazz Republic, Taiwan, the United States, and the Freedom of Swing. With pianist Bill Sharlip up next, after NPR News at the top of the hour, we'll hear some live music from organist Bobby Broom and his organization, as he calls it, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliam. Thank you so much for joining me. Look forward to playing you a lot more great jazz tonight. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Well, let's hear from the terrific Bill Sharlip Trio. Over decades, Bill working with bassist Peter Washington and drummer Kenny Washington, who are not related except for the fact that they've played on hundreds of albums and probably thousands of gigs as a most desirable unit and a part of the Bill Sharlip Trio for many years. This recording made live at the Village Vanguard in 2003 of The Lady is a Tramp here on KPR. Thank you. The applause at that world-famous basement on 7th Avenue South in New York City. Of course, I'm talking about the Village Vanguard for the Bill Charlotte Trio here on KPR, playing The Lady is a Tramp with Bill at the piano, bassist Peter Washington, drummer Kenny Washington. The album just called Live at the Village Vanguard from Blue Note Records in 2003 here on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition here on KPR weekday mornings, 5 to 9. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night after a news update from NPR. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, Friday evening through Sunday afternoon at the Library Garage, with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information at lplks.org. Right after the news, a newly released album live from the Bobby Broom Organization. We'll hear them getting funky with a Stevie Wonder tune. First, this news update from National Public Radio here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden and his team are trying to quiet dissent on Capitol Hill. But more congressional Democrats are now raising concerns that Biden is on track to lose in November and could harm down-ballot candidates. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
New York Democratic Congressman Pat Ryan became the 8th House Democrat to publicly call for Biden to step down as the party's nominee. In a statement, he said Biden is no longer the best candidate to defeat Donald Trump. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi sidestepped questions about Biden's candidacy, but suggested on MSNBC that the president still has time to make a decision, but cautioned time is running short. Biden has shown no indication he will bow out. Top Biden advisors are set to meet privately with Senate Democrats at their campaign headquarters on Thursday. At least one Democrat, Colorado's Michael Bennett, has said he believes Biden will lose and take Congress with him. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
And a 9th House member has now come forward to urge Biden to exit the race, along with Vermont U.S. Senator Peter Welch. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with top congressional leaders on Capitol Hill. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, his visit comes as support for Ukraine tops the agenda at the NATO summit in Washington.
Zelensky met with a bipartisan delegation, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, as well as House Speaker Mike Johnson. He told reporters he's invited the speaker to Kyiv. Here's Johnson's reaction.
Well, we'd sure like to. The schedule's pretty tight through the election for us, so it's difficult to find the time to go, but I'd certainly like to.
The speaker visiting Ukraine would not make Johnson's GOP colleagues happy. More House Republicans voted against aid to Ukraine a few months ago than voted for it. That supplemental package provides nearly $61 billion in assistance to Ukraine and had the widespread support of Democrats and President Biden. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Two astronauts say they're confident that Boeing's new spacecraft can return them to Earth safely despite some technical glitches. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the astronauts have been in space since June.
Speaking from the International Space Station, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams said they had no doubt that Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft could get them back to Earth. Sonny Williams.
I have a real good feeling in my heart that the spacecraft will bring us home, no problem.
The pair have been at the station since June 6th when they docked. During the docking process, the Starliner had several of its thrusters shut down unexpectedly. Now engineers are investigating what went wrong. NASA has not given a firm date for when Williams and Wilmore can use Starliner to come back. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The Dow gained 425 points. This is NPR. BMW is recalling more than 390,000 vehicles sold in the United States because of potentially faulty airbag inflators that can explode. The automaker says it is not aware of any reports of injuries or accidents linked to the problem. The affected vehicles include 3-series sedans and sports wagons from the 2006 through 2012 model years. An auto dealership group is accusing Hyundai of artificially inflating its electric vehicle sales. Hyundai says it's launched an investigation as the accusations play out in court. More from NPR's Camilla Domonoske.
The Napleton Auto Group dealerships say Hyundai pushed them to classify unsold EVs as loaner cars to make EV sales look better. They cite a recorded phone call where a Hyundai representative said, quote, "I feel slimy for even proposing this." A Hyundai spokesman says the company will take any and all remedial actions required after its internal investigation. The two parties are also facing off in a separate case that stems from an alleged sexual assault by a member of the Napleton family in Florida, which Hyundai says the dealer group did not properly investigate. That Florida case is under appeal. The EV sales inflation suit was filed in federal court in Illinois. Camilla Domonoske, NPR News.
The U.S. Senate has voted to overhaul the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The bill has already been approved by the House and now heads to the White House for signing. It would create an independent office to field and investigate complaints about abuse and other criminal behavior at federal prisons. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
Thank you.
Applause for the Bobby Broom Organization here on KPR, that live version of Superstition on a newly released album called Jam-A-Lot for you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night with Ben Patterson playing the organ and Kobe Watkins the drums. New from pianist John Lee, his second album as leader. Music from that up next on Kansas Public Radio. I'll follow that up with tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan from a session he did in 1960 that was produced by the great saxophonist Cannonball Annerly. John Lee, based in Vancouver, British Columbia, working with the same rhythm section we heard with Bill Sharlop last hour, Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. The new album is called Second Wind, and we'll hear It's a Blue World from John Lee on KPR. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan, he called that blues Hot Water. Here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, heard there with Cedar Walton at the piano, Spanky DeBrest and Albert Tutti Heath bass and drums, a 1960 album from Clifford Jordan called Spellbound. We opened up with a new one from pianist John Lee with bassist Peter Washington and drummer Kenny Washington. The album's called Second Wind, his second album, and we heard It's a Blue World. With singer Jasmea Horn up next, and in about 5 minutes, maybe a bit less, we'll hear from our Jazz Album of the Week again from trombonist Conrad Herwig, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, Jasmea Horn, one of the brightest young lights to come onto the jazz scene as a singer over the last decade. We're going to hear from her debut album in 2017 called A Social Call. She had already received, about a decade before, not quite, a Downbeat Student Music Award and a Downbeat Vocal Jazz Award, then won the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition and the Thelonious Monk Institute International Jazz Competition. It's Jasmea Horn singing a song made famous by one of Jasmea's great idols in singing, Betty Carter. Betty Carter's song, Tight, from Jasmea Horn on KPR.
Diddly, for a while I'd sweep the biddly, diddle, diddle, doodle, doodle, hey, hot, ba-ba-do, I don't know where my man is, where can he be? What is he doing? I've been asking questions all over town, hoping to be found. I'm on the loose, I don't dig it. Take my advice, girls. If you find a man, hold on tight. Don't let him, don't let him, don't let him, don't let him. Hold on to him tight, don't let him go.
Jasmea Horn on KPR, the Betty Carter song, Tight, that opened her 2017 debut album, A Social Call, with Victor Gould at the piano, Ben Williams and Jerome Jennings bass and drums, and tenor saxophonist Stacy Dillard. I said Conrad Herwig in less than 5 minutes. And I had my trombonist crisscrossed in my mind, because we're going to hear trombonist J.J. Johnson, and then we'll hear trombonist Conrad Herwig in our KPR album of the week, the Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. After that, we're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's a J.J. Johnson session from 1964 called Proof Positive, with J.J. joined by Harold Maber and Arthur Harper and Frank Gant, piano, bass, and drums. And J.J.'s playing a Miles Davis tune called Neo here on KPR.
Thank you.
trombonist J.J. Johnson, the Miles Davis tune Neo here on KPR's Jazz in the Night from 1964. The album Proof's Positive had Harold Mayburn at the piano, Arthur Harper and Frank Gant bass and drums, with trombonist Conrad Herwig next in his Latin Side of McCoy Tyner album, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week. In about 7 minutes, a new one from saxophonist and clarinetist Ken Poplowski, recorded live at Mesereau in New York City. Your $10 or $15 a month might not seem like it would make a big deal to KPR, but it does. It's your sustaining membership combined with those of your fellow members that add up to a big impact over time and add up, in fact, to a very large part of our operating budget. Your gifts turn into inspiring stories, ideas, community connections, and great music. You can sustain the future of excellent radio by becoming a sustaining member. It takes just a few minutes at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support. Here's trombonist Conrad Herwig from the Latin Side of McCoy Tyner here on KPR.
Ha ha ha!
Trombonist Conrad Herwig, McCoy Tyner's composition, Passion Dance, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. What a great band, joining Conrad Herwig, were Craig Handy on sax, Alec Norris, trumpet, Bill O'Connell, piano, bassist Ruby Rodriguez, drummer Robbie Amin, and conga drummer Camilo Molina. With a new one from pianist Tardell Hammer, up in just a bit, after we hear a new one from Ken Poplowski here on KPR, the album simply called Live at Mesro, that jazz club in New York City. We're going to hear Ken with Ted Rosenthal, Martin Wind, and Willie Jones III, piano, bass, and drums. He plays tenor sax on some tunes. We're going to hear his clarinet playing on Thelonious Monk's tune, Bright Mississippi, here on KPR. Thank you. clarinet of Ken Poplawski and the music of Thelonious Monk, Bright Mississippi, which he composed using the chord changes to Sweet Georgia Brown. Ted Rosenthal, Martin Wynn, Willie Jones III, piano, bass, and drums was Ken Poplawski, his new album, Live at Mesro. And a new album from pianist Tardo Hammer is next. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Tardo Hammer with the new album right now here on KPR, joined by Lee Hudson and Steve Wilson, bass and drums. And this is the Leonard Bernstein composition, Lonely Town, pianist Tardo Hammer on Kansas Public Radio. New from pianist Tardo Hammer. The album right now here on KPR, the tune by Leonard Bernstein. Lonely Town, Tardo with bassist Lee Hudson and drummer Steve Williams. Music from Jerome Kern, Rodgers and Hart, Johnny Mercer, Thelonious Monk, as you just heard, and more here on Jazz in the Night.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night. Thrilled to be here and thrilled you're joining me tonight. I've got jazz for another hour until midnight, and then all-night jazz with my longtime compatriot, David Bassey. Right after the news, we're going to hear some swing music from a new album by the E.O. Vilner Big Band. And after that, we'll hear the new big band album from trumpeter, composer, and arranger Eddie and Charles called Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra. They'll do a pretty famous tune in the world of jazz, the blues called Night Train. And speaking of new music, a new double album, not a double album, a new duo album from Eric Alexander, the saxophonist, and Mike Ledon, the organist, plus the late great pianist James Williams with a host of guest saxophonists. All that ahead and more in this next hour of Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. Always love getting your email. You can send that to radiobob@ku.edu. And do come find and follow me on Instagram. I'm there as KPR Radio Bob.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden's top advisors are set to meet with Senate Democrats Thursday to discuss their concerns about the president's health. In the U.S. House, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he believes the president can win in November, but acknowledges there are some lingering concerns.
We're going to continue to have candid, comprehensive, and clear-eyed conversations with members of the House Democratic Caucus. That's been the approach that we've taken from the very beginning of this Congress. It's worked, and it will continue.
At least 9 Democrats in the House and 1 in the Senate have publicly called on Biden to drop his reelection bid. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said in an MSNBC interview that there's little time left to make changes before the general election. Denmark and the Netherlands are sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more on the topics being discussed at this week's NATO summit in Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine is on what he calls an irreversible path to NATO membership, as long as it continues reforms.
The work we are doing together now will ensure that when the time is right, Ukraine can join without delay. It is not a question of if, but when.
Stoltenberg is announcing more military assistance that he says is not meant to prolong the war, but to help Ukraine prevail. He's also criticizing China for being an enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. He says that will have an impact on China's reputation and its interests in Europe. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In the past month, 3 hikers have died in Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park. NPR's Ayanna Archie reports that there's been no official public statement on the cause of those deaths.
Authorities are still investigating the recent deaths, the most recent on Sunday, when a 50-year-old from San Angelo, Texas, was found unresponsive on the Bright Angel Trail. Last month, Scott Sims from Austin was found semi-conscious on the River Trail. About 2 weeks earlier, a 41-year-old man was found unconscious on Bright Angel Trail. In all 3 cases, bystanders and first responders attempted CPR on the hikers, but were unable to resuscitate them. The National Park Service has warned temperatures on the trails can reach 120 degrees. It advised visitors to avoid hiking in the inner canyon from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and notes emergency responders may also take longer in the summer due to understaffing. Ayanna Archie, NPR News.
Houston's main utility company says it has restored power to 1 million customers, or nearly half those who lost service during Hurricane Beryl. The storm made landfall in Matagorda, Texas, on Monday. Remnants of Beryl now threaten heavy rain, flash flooding, and possible tornadoes in parts of the Northeast and New England. This is NPR. The UN is expressing concern over the Israeli military's evacuation orders for Gaza City. Palestinians there are being warned to leave and to head south via designated safe routes to central Gaza. The UN Human Rights Office is criticizing the move, saying that civilians are being told to move to areas where military operations are still ongoing. British authorities say they've apprehended a suspect who's wanted in three murders near London. As NPR's Lauren Freyer reports, the suspect is accused of using a crossbow to attack the victims.
Police say a 26-year-old man is being treated for injuries, but that no shots were fired while taking him into custody north of London. He's accused of using a crossbow to kill a 61-year-old mother and two of her daughters, both in their 20s. The BBC says the victims are the wife and daughters of one of its horse racing commentators. Other UK media say the suspect is the ex-boyfriend of one of the daughters. Most handguns and automatic weapons are illegal here. Rifles and shotguns require a license, but crossbows don't, and the government says it's now reviewing that. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Tax preparation company Intuit is laying off 1,800 workers who are being cited for not meeting elevated standards. The company says it plans to hire nearly as many workers as it's laying off as part of a reorganization that will include artificial intelligence in its products and services. Intuit is the company behind TurboTax and QuickBooks. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well, from everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. This is NPR.
Al Vilner, big band on KPR, and that was Vilner's piece, Lobby Call Blues. It's from the album Swingin' Uptown, a big band focused on swing-era stylings. E.L. Vilner's big band. John Thomas, a featured piano player there, and Vilner on alto sax. We'll hear another large ensemble, the Elton Charles Creole Orchestra new album up next. In about 15 minutes, the late, great pianist James Williams, with not one, not two, but three great saxophonists, George Coleman, Joe Henderson, and Billy Pierce. Right now, it's the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra and his arrangement of Night Train here on KPR. Yitty and Charles Creole Orchestra play Night Train here on KPR. It was arranged by trumpeter Eddie and Charles. He also soloed, as did every member of the rhythm section, pianist Sullivan Fortner, bassist Ben Williams, drummer Obed Calvert. The album is called Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra. New for you here on Kansas Public Radio, we've got pianist James Williams on the way with some special guest saxophonists, and we've got a new duo album up next from saxophonist Eric Alexander and pianist Mike Ledun. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events this June or July with the Floor is Lava art exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Guitar Gallery and daily events for elementary ages. More at tscpl.org. The new album is called Together, saxophonist Eric Alexander, pianist Mike Ledun. And this tune by Mike Ledun is a dedication to a great jazz performer and gentleman who was a mentor to both Eric and Mike Ledun. I'm speaking of the late pianist Harold Mabern. This piece is called For Mabes. Eric Alexander, Mike Ledun, together on KPR. Tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, pianist Mike LeDun on KPR, their new album called Together, and that tune by Mike LeDun honoring Harold Mayburn called For Mabes. Well, we're going to hear from the new one by Lawrence, Kansas native pianist Addison Fry in a little more than 10 minutes. And up next on Kansas Public Radio, it's pianist James Williams from the album Up to the Minute Blues. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, the late James Williams in this album that featured not one, not two, but three giants of tenor sax, George Coleman, Joe Henderson, and Billy Pierce, with James Genus on bass, Tony Redis on drums, James Williams at the piano, recorded in 1991, the Elvin Jones tune, Three Card Molly, here on KPR. Mm-hmm. pianist James Williams' sextet playing the Elvin Jones tune Three Card Molly here on KPR. The album Up to the Minute Blues came out in 1994. Recordings from 1991. Three Card Molly with three great saxophonists. George Coleman tenor sax, Joe Henderson tenor sax, and Billy Pierce tenor sax. Plus, bassist James Genus and drummer Tony Reedus here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. In a little more than 5 minutes, we'll head Brazilian way for singer and pianist Iliana Elias and her new album, and also a new one from the Brazilian drummer, native drummer Alex Counts, now living in the U.S. and combining Brazilian and North American jazz. So those new ones on the way after a new one from pianist Addison Fry. Well, Lawrence, a high alum, Lawrence, Kansas native Addison Fry with a new album called Coin Flip. He's joined by bassist Tamir Schmierling and drummer Diego Joaquin Ramirez. And this is a piece by Tamir Schmierling. It's called Maybe, Maybe Not, here on KPR. pianist Addison Fry from his new album Coin Flip here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. The tune there written by the bassist Tamir Schmierling. It's called Maybe, Maybe Not. The trio rounded out by drummer Diego Joaquin Ramirez. Pianist Addison Fry, F-R-E-I is how he spells his name. And the new album called Coin Flip, with music from the new one from Brazilian singer and pianist and songwriter in this new album, Iliana Elias. And in a few minutes, we'll hear from a native of Brazil, drummer Alex Counts, with another Brazilian in the band, a couple other Brazilians in his band. That also includes John Ellis, the American saxophonist, and Joe Martin, the American drummer. First, Iliana Elias. The album's called Time and Again, and we're going to hear the opening track to this album. It's called At First Sight, written by Iliana Elias. The music, she wrote the lyrics together with her husband, bassist Mark Johnson. At First Sight, Iliana Elias on Kansas Public Radio.
When the light of dawn is breaking, from the dream of you awaking, stars shining in the daylight, can it be true love at first sight? Oh, that special feeling, feel like dancing on the ceiling while my heart is beating. Is it real or am I dreaming? How you stole my heart in just a second, made me feel like singing love songs, speaking of us two together, about the magic when you walk my way. Like a potion, like a mystery, in a moment of eternity, when you held me in your arms to say, at first sight our love was meant to be, seeing further than our eyes can see.
That's the marvelous Brazilian musician Eliane Elias. She first became known as a fantastic young piano player. I saw her with the band Steps Ahead many years ago at the Wichita Jazz Festival. And then later on she began singing, and now more recently she's added songwriting to that. Her new album is called Time and Again on Candid Records, and that song she wrote in lyrical help a little bit from her husband, bassist Mark Johnson. It's called At First Sight, and the new album is called Time and Again. Before we hit midnight, we're going to hear one more from our jazz album of the week by trombonist Conrad Herwig, the album The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. Before we get to that, we'll have music from the Brazilian-born drummer Alex Counts, who's been in the U.S. for some years now. His new album is called Where We Began, and it reflects his musical influences growing up in Brazil and his North American jazz side influences when he made it to New York. And his band includes the saxophonist Don Ellis, the guitarist Chico Pinheiro, the pianist Elio Alves, and bassist Joe Martin, and the drummer, the leader Alex Counts. And this is a piece written by the Brazilian native pianist Elio Alves. It is called Bebe, here for you on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. The new album is by drummer Alex Couch called Where We Begin, and that piece by a wonderful pianist from Brazil, Elio Alves, called Baby. And the album is a blend of Brazilian and North American musicians, and really a blend of Brazilian and North American jazz styles as well, with the tenor saxophonist John Ellis, guitarist Chico Pinheiro, pianist Elio Alves, bassist Joe Martin, and the drummer Alex Couch here for you on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, here's trombonist Conrad Herwig one more time tonight for his new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. And what we're going to hear is his arrangement of a piece, somewhat lesser known McCoy Tyner piece, called Mellow Minor, here for you on KPR. Trombonist Conrad Herwig and his arrangement of McCoy Tyner's Mellow Minor here on KPR. From our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the Latin side of McCoy Tyner with saxophonist Craig Handy, trumpeter Alex Norris, and pianist Bill O'Connell, along with bassist Ruben Rodriguez and drummer Robbie Amin and conga drummer Camilo Molina, the leader trombonist Conrad Herwig on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night. I'll turn things over to David Bassey for All Night Jazz just ahead after an NPR news update. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz with David Bassey on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. And Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.